Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We should not be physically present on this floor at this moment. We know better. And our staff is subjected to whatever we bring on the floor in terms of viral load. Let's think about this in human terms. Too many of our colleagues and their families are falling prey to this disease. We should change the rules of the Senate to reflect humanity and reality.
This wave of increasing cases that New York City was seeing, double the number of cases every 2.5 days, that can take your breath away.
All right, so that was Governor Cuomo from New York, his breath being taken away by the amount of cases and what New York is doing to combat that. And then Senator Dick Durbin before that, stimulus, not so fast. No agreement between the Democrats and the Republicans to send the money to the people who've been hearing about this stimulus bill. Many who, the little bit that it is, will certainly help them in some way. I think, personally, it's not enough, but it's some kind of stimulus. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. If you haven't been here before, this show is about you and what's happening in your backyard and what's happening in mine. We're all talking about the coronavirus. Yes, I know that we have the rose-colored glasses that we put on. I put them on every day, too. And I look around and think of the positive things, and I shut down everything for a while. I think if you are at home, which you probably should be at home and you do, should be practicing social distancing, it's a good idea to fill yourself up with something that's good. Dance to soul music or to rock and roll or whatever it is that you like. Drop a line in the lake behind the house because no one's around anyway, as our friend Pete from Texas told us last week, and just chill. And I think you have to have those escape moments, because if you constantly are bombarded by the ugly numbers, it'll make you crazy, and for so many, being inside is making them stir crazy. But being inside can save lives. It is about flattening the curve still, and it is absolutely about, with COVID-19, not spreading the virus. And it's so hard to think of yourself as a weapon, but you are a weapon, and you come in contact with the wrong person, and then the wrong person comes into contact with someone else, and they have no idea, or they're asymptomatic, and before you know it, you're like the 26-year-old that I saw that said out of New York, I can't believe I'm here, where she was getting oxygen thinking that wouldn't have happened to her, and somehow somebody had given it to her. And that's the thing. How do you trace the dots and connect and figure out and then remember every single place that you went? That's why staying in place, sheltering in place, and those orders in San Francisco, they're starting to see that it's helping that city. As for the stimulus bill, I'm going to bounce back to that for a second. $2 trillion is what they were talking about. And yes, the deal is a little bit closer after a lot of drama and darts being thrown at each other and all of that. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin say they're both optimistic about announcing an agreement maybe on Tuesday morning, so we could hear that hours from now. It's interesting with this outbreak, what's happened on the Hill, because nobody's immune to this. Doesn't matter if you're a movie star, have money, etc., you're famous in the sports world. Fame does not trump, and money does not trump the coronavirus. It does not discriminate. So Senator Rand Paul tested for the novel coronavirus on March 16th, waiting for the results, and he didn't self-quarantine. He was on the floor, on the Senate floor, casting votes, delivering a speech, and blasting the coronavirus aid bill, meeting with other Republican senators and strategy sessions, all of that. He even squeezed in a round of golf at a club in Northern Virginia and worked out in the senator's only gym on the Hill. Just hours before, guess what, he was informed, you have tested positive for COVID-19. So he was heavily criticized by Democrats and Republicans. So that he, you know, for doing what he did, and he was pretty defiant about it, saying, I did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. And see, this is the problem. So something's not right. He gets tested for it and he doesn't think about it and he does all those things. And then he has COVID-19. This is a leader. Right? This is a leader in Kentucky. So, and we've had Rand Paul on the show years and years ago. And I think, you know, again, it goes to that same thing of really thinking about what's happening. And because of his diagnosis, two other senators are self-quarantined. And there's others that are asking for medical guidance from the congressional doc. Because there's a sense of urgency, and of course there's already fear, and they're talking about remote voting, and maybe remote voting is the way to go. So what happened? Senator Marco Rubio, he spoke with the Office of the Attending Physician, the chief doctor at the Capitol, shared the duration and interactions that he had with Paul, and they determined he didn't need to be quarantined. Mitt Romney, the senator from Utah, who was with Paul during the Republicans' lunch, and had an extended conversation with him, is going into self-quarantine, like I mentioned. Also, Senator Mike Lee from Utah had close contact with him. He's isolating, too, for 14 days. Because, of course, the fear is, what if they have it, and what if they pass it on to, you know, somebody else? By the way, finally, and I think probably because of this, all Senate health and fitness facilities were finally closed. Because, you know, now the senator's only gym can still be accessed with a keypad. So I don't know. It's crazy. And even if things are minimal, it's, again, perilous to other people to be around them and to possibly transmit this to them. Of course, you're not trying to do that. All right, and what about the drugs? What's happening on the drug front? And what everybody always wants to know is, well, isn't there some kind of response? How close are they to a vaccine? And the answer to that is no, no, and no. When you talk about the virus and where it lingers, and yes, they're on overdrive, and I'm saying they, being scientists and pharmaceutical companies, etc., of course, but they're not close by any stretch with anyone that I've talked to about that, because, of course, it has to be safe and you have to have the numbers of people to test it and all of that in between. And while it may ramp up and may, you know, get here faster than expected, it's not possible to have that happen overnight. Wouldn't it be great if that was the case? Wouldn't that be great if we could, you know, count on that? But we can't count on that. You know what I mean? And here's the thing. When you go out there and you're in public to go to the grocery store, keep the distance, for goodness sake, and be kind to each other. There was a crazy story that I read today about this couple that tried to buy Mountain Dew cans in Louisville, and they complained to an employee when they weren't allowed to leave the store. Well, they tried to buy 23 cases, 552 cans of Mountain Dew. Leave some of the dew back for others. So now they're limiting what you can buy because of people like that. Wow. Be kind. Come on. We're all in this together. Talk to you in a few.
Have a pain in the neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
And finally, to close us out tonight, Christine Cashin joins us. She's a Hall of Fame speaker, and she likes to call herself a hot mess mom. So can you imagine being a speaker and being grounded? Somebody who's used to being on and off flights, running home, checking in, hanging out with the family. They love you just enough and then you're out of the way. But now you're in the way, I would assume. So she's in our virtual green room. Hey, Christine, how are you?
Hi. Hanging in there, Kate. How are you?
So you heard my description, and I think I probably nailed it for lots of different people, but all of a sudden now you've got all this time at home. What's that been like?
Oh, my gosh. You know, you think you're a hot mess before. Hey, now we're all a hot mess in one place, and it's such a challenge. As any woman at home now knows, if you've got kids that are trying to online school, I've got two teenagers, so it might be different than people with little kids, but they think I'm their worst nightmare because every time they turn around, I'm standing in the doorway. What are you working on? What are you doing? They're calling me the COVID creeper.
Wow, because they can't get away from you because you're right there. You're kind of like you're like the teacher's monitor times 10 since you're trying to see what they're doing.
There is no alone time because I'm so afraid that they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. When they're like, God, Holly, you can't be in every hour. What are you doing? What are you doing? They said this is, like, so annoying, and I get it. But, you know, you want to keep up on things, and you feel like you're not doing your part, so.
And what about the, you know, a lot of parents I know, and there are a lot of people talking about this, as you mentioned, it's different school ages, but the whole online thing is tough for people. And I know in your school district, we talked off the air, and I wanted everyone in America to hear this because I think this is so cool that your school district really stepped up because there's a lot of kids that don't have internet access and also meals, right?
Oh, yeah, our school district is amazing. We're here in Denton County in Texas, and they have taken big buses, and they've gone through the neighborhoods delivering lunches. They have drop-off of lunches. The principal, teachers, volunteers, has been amazing. And then this morning, what the teachers did at one of the local elementary schools is they did a teacher parade. All the teachers in their cars drove through the neighborhood honking horns with signs on their car that said, "We miss you." People were coming out of their houses so the kids could wave to the teachers and the teachers could wave to the kids. I get goosebumps just talking about it. It was very, very special.
Yeah, and, you know, we go back, which is great that they're doing that, and then we go back to what are the new joys in life. So what are your new joys or new habits? Because you must have a few new ones since you're confined to your space.
Yeah, well, definitely the new joy is wearing yoga pants every day. You know, not having to wear heels or dress up or shower for that matter. Thank God for Zoom or else I don't think I'd get out of bed to be able to connect. But I think for a lot of us, one of the things that has really helped me, because you get so depressed, your business is evaporating and everyone's struggling. I'm like, all right, how can I connect with people? How can we make other people happy? So I did a virtual happy hour for my neighbors where they didn't even know how to Zoom. And so I taught everyone how to Zoom and we got on a call together and raised a glass one night. And then on a sunny day here in Texas, we had a pop-up puppy party where everybody with the friendly dogs came out and we all stood our distance, but the dogs got to play and we got to see them, and it felt really, really good.
I love it. So there you go. There's some ideas for some of you listening out there with your neighbors to have the happy hour. And again, the benefit, the yoga pants. Of course, the other thing is for everybody listening is for most women, almost every woman in America, in some way colors her hair. So I'm saying and thinking to myself, we're going to have very strange looks when we finally emerge. Isn't this not going to be men who are going to have long hair? It's going to be women who have different color hair. I'm thinking, what do you think?
I think there's going to be a sale on hats.
Yes.
I think hats are going to make a huge comeback. I'm already plotting what I'm going to wear when we actually are able to come out of the house again, for sure.
All right, so hopefully that'll be sooner rather than later, and stay safe, everybody. And Christine Cashin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Good luck, everybody. We got this.
All right, so I agree that there's no question that it's such an adjustment for parents, for people working from home. It's really kind of changed things, where it's interesting to see pictures or video that sometimes people are posting of a spouse, and one's got the computer up in one area and the other one has the computer in another area. Don't talk to me! And just what you have to do, the whole idea of Zoom, and, you know, she mentioned Zoom, and I'm a huge believer in Zoom and have always used it, and I kind of was ahead of the curve on the whole Zoom thing, but now that everybody else is jumping on it, that creates that internet traffic too, so some people are having trouble with that. I know there's people listening in Alabama, and just like the school district in Texas with their K-12 schools closed through at least April 5th, they were scrambling to figure out, how do we keep students learning? What can we do? We got to figure this out and prevent the summer slide right away. So we got to do whatever we can. Worksheets, online resources. But here's what the problem is in like Decatur City Schools, you've got 9,000 students who are there, right? And they're trying to figure out, what can we do on these campuses? And we're going to do this online learning, but what if they don't have internet? I mean, not all these families have internet. So they had, what they did was they ordered additional hotspots, you know, those Wi-Fi that could be turned on for families without internet connectivity to connect about 2,500 families, which is great. So that gave them a chance to do that. And then they did everything they could in spring break, preparing lessons and got Chromebooks distributed and all of that, and tried to ramp up the virtual learning, certainly for the teachers, so that they were able to do that. And I'm sure there's been some crazy wrinkles in all of it, but they feel like it's challenging, but they feel like, you know, they're starting to get easier after a couple of weeks of doing that. And they've used Google Meet, which is an online platform for students and teachers, so they can see each other face to face. And how about that? And before, they had never given the students the access to that, but they had the Chromebooks. And so that's really changed what's happening now for kids of all different ages going to school at home, doing the online learning thing. And then, like I said, working from home for some people is tough because the whole idea of getting in the car, going to a place, putting on, you know, the work face, I call it, is different. You're having that dedicated office space that you go to, whatever it is, even if it's a little corner of the world where you're in a cubicle, not having that is crazy for some people to try to figure out, how can I get used to this? How can I socialize with people? What do I do? And how do I get FaceTime with the boss? And what can I do? And I mean, first of all, number one thing is you got to be positive, right? Because everybody's adjusting to this. And I'm a big believer, although often I fall down on the job in this because I'm a speaker too, and I'm used to coming in and out. And I say this on the show, I'm either behind this microphone or another microphone on the stage. And that's created something different for me in not doing that. So I think coming up with a new morning routine where you sit down, you start at one time, or afternoon, whenever it is, and you just do it. You just do whatever it is you're going to do. And I think not wearing pajamas is probably good. I don't know. There's something about wearing pajamas and slippers that don't make you feel like you're working, or at least it doesn't make me feel like I'm in that frame of mind. And there have been some very funny things that have been posted on social media about that, about, you know, how odd it is, and are you slacking in other areas? Are you, you know, are you getting up and brushing your hair and brushing your teeth, for goodness sake? So it has been an adjustment for everyone, but we can get through this together. There's no question about that. We're better together. We're stronger together, and we're seeing some incredible things happen where people are reaching out to help other people. I've talked about that throughout the show and throughout so many others, other shows that I've done since this has happened. And bravo to everybody who is stepping up and trying to combat that isolation, however it is, by reaching out to other people, by sewing face masks for health workers. That's happening in all kinds of places, by running and getting groceries for some of the older people in the neighborhood and leaving them on the porch and doing that for them, and running other little special errands when they cannot get out. All right, hang with us. We got a great storyteller coming up and a few other surprises as well. Yeah. Meet you on the flip side.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then...
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our country wasn't built to be shut down. This is not a country that was built for this. It was not built to be shut down.
President Trump at the podium at the daily White House coronavirus briefing, addressing business owners, small and large, who are suffering.
If you had a viable business in January, we are committed to ensuring the same is true in the coming weeks. In fact, we want to make it even better than it was before, and we're doing things to help in that regard. America will again and soon be open for business, very soon, a lot sooner than 3 or 4 months that somebody was suggesting. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem.
And in terms of a timetable, the president telling Americans,
at the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Happy to have her in Author's Corner again. She's written a book called Then Sings My Soul. You can get it on Amazon. Perfect read while you're sitting here worried about what's going on with the coronavirus. Instead, you could be lost in this fabulous story that takes us to the lowest of the lows, brings us back down and up through the other side, and so much of it centers around forgiveness. Doreen, thanks so much for popping on. How are you doing? Are you hanging in?
I'm hanging in. They just brought me my breakfast. They don't allow me out of my apartment, so they're feeding me. I live in a senior residence, so they're taking good care of me.
Good. That's good to know. And you know how important that is, we keep telling everyone, and you're doing that, is to stay, you know, shelter in place, I guess, to stay inside as we weather all of this with the virus. And now more than ever, like you heard me say in the beginning, stories are so important. And you wrote a fabulous story. Tell us about Lily Langston, your character, and what happened to her.
Okay. Lily Langston, she has a husband and children, of course. And one evening, he went across the street to fix his neighbor's sink. And on the way back, he was dressed in dark, and it was dark. And this 15-year-old boy came along, shouldn't have been driving, but he came along, didn't see him, and killed him. So the story is based around what happens to these two families when such a tragedy happens. And Lily and her family are Christians.
So they believe in forgiveness, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They believe in forgiveness. So they didn't want this boy, 15-year-old boy, to have to go to prison. So they worked with his attorney and with the judge and had him given probation instead. And 15-year-old, he's Aaron, and Rose, Lily's daughter, is very angry about it. She does not want him to get probation. She wants him to go to prison. He killed her dad, and he deserves prison. And so she hates Aaron, and she doesn't want anything to do with him. This family, Lily and her family, are musicians, and they go everywhere and sing and perform, and they are marvelous. Well, of course, now the husband's gone, and he was a guitarist and a singer. And it was found out that Aaron was also had a beautiful voice and played the guitar. So as the story goes along, it is discovered that he is talented. And so they agree to allow him to sing them. Actually, what happens is they go over and visit his mother, who is a cripple. And they're there, they discover that Aaron is a musician. So they get together and start singing some of the songs that they both know and find out that he just fits in beautifully. So they start singing together, but of course Rose won't have anything to do with it. And finally she decides, well, she'll sing with them, but she won't have anything to do with Aaron. So she sings way over so she doesn't have to be near him. So the story is about coming together, forgiving each other, and learning to love each other through the power of music. And that's what the story is about.
Wow, I love that.
Yes.
Yeah, and what they go through, like you said, Aaron Turner, he's 15 years old. He only had a learner's permit. He shouldn't have been driving. And then he hits Samuel Langston, and their lives change. But because Lily Langston believes in forgiveness, she gets through it. Her daughter is not happy. And then look what comes out on the other side. And like you said, so much of that, too, relates to the fact of, obviously, the forgiveness and the music. And what a beautiful story. How did you come up with this?
Well, it was really interesting because my grandson was born autistic, and the family's not wealthy, of course, and I'm not wealthy either, so I tried to figure out something that I could do to help that family. And as I was waking up one morning, I had this, whatever it was, prompting to write a book, and I thought to myself, well, what? Write a book. But also, the whole storyline was given to me. So I got up the next morning and I wrote out the outline. So, okay, if Heavenly Father wants me to write a book, I'll try to write a book. And I started, and actually I was getting help as I went along. And I got it all done, and thank goodness I recorded it. I put it on my internet, and then I recorded it. And so I had a copy of it. And then I thought, you know, you go back and you fill in the background. Okay, what they look like and who they are and different things. And so as I was doing that, and I worked for hours, then the next morning it would be gone. I could find it nowhere on my computer. This happened several times, and I almost decided I'm not going to bother with the book. And so finally, no, I have to write it. So I took my computer up to my son. He cleaned it all out, everything. And then he put one place where I could save things. So So then I had to start all over again, put the story back on my computer, and then I worked and worked and got the background all done. And then Christian Faith Publishing published it for me.
And the rest is history. Yeah, the rest is history. So I love that story. So, again, you can pick up Lily's book. Pick this book up. This story is riveting. And it's called Then Sings My Soul, Doreen Hatton. So, Doreen, your son, he must be so proud of you, though, right? He helps you. He cleans up the computer, and then you do this story. Wow.
Yeah, I think my kids are proud of me. They're not so proud of me because I've spent so much money trying to get it.
Right, get attention.
Sold.
Yeah, sure, get it sold and all that. But that's the nature of the beast of the business. That's publishing. So and people who haven't done it don't understand that. And this lives on forever and ever and can always be picked up at any point of any time, just like any of the books I've written or some of the others that other people have written. Did it give you great satisfaction to do it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've gone through some really hard times in my life, and I'm telling you, Kate, you can carry that stuff the rest of your life. Anger, you can carry it, you know, but you have a choice. Everyone has a choice, and the Lord has told us we'd have tough times, but it's what we do with those tough times. And so as I've gone through my life, I've learned to forgive, and my goodness, that changes your whole attitude. You're filled with, not with anger, but with pure love, okay? And that's what happened to me. The people that I was angry with, I love them. So that's how we get through life.
Letting go of the anger. Yeah, letting go of
the anger.
Letting go of the anger, and that's why I love this story.
We all have that choice, whether we want to or not.
Yep.
And can I tell you a little thing that happened the other day?
Sure.
I was watching Fox News, and this girl, beautiful girl, was on there. They were interviewing her, and the story she told was pretty amazing. She said she went to a grocery store to get some groceries for herself, and there was an elderly couple that was yelling at her from their car. She walked over there and she said they had been sitting there for a long time trying to get somebody's attention. And they said, would you please go get our groceries? We're afraid of this thing that's going on, coronavirus. And so would you get our groceries? And they gave her a $100 bill and she went in and got the groceries and came back with them and gave them to him. And the man that was talking to her said, that was a wonderful thing that you did. And she said, I just made one mistake. I should have given them my name and number so they could have called me anytime. And so this is what we should do with this coronavirus that's going around. And everybody's frightened of it, but we need to reach out to other people and be good neighbors and forgive each other. And some of us are in really bad shape. I mean, we've lost our jobs, but I think things are going to get better. I think things will get better.
I do,
and
too.
And we'll be better. Yeah.
I do, too. And that's a great place to end this because that's a great sentiment. Doreen Hatton, Then Sings My Soul. Pick it up on Amazon. Thank you so much.
Kate, remember that there are other That Sings My Soul out there, too. So
Barnes & Noble.
The one that has my name, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon and other places that should be carrying it by now. So.
Yep.
Okay.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you
so
much.
Kate.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To dogs and how I was a late to the party dog owner because as a kid my brother was allergic, but I just love dogs and I love what dogs do for people. And to me, I think even it starts when I go to the pet store and I look and I see the puppies. So there is a place called Selmer's Petland. It's in Huntington, New York. Would you believe it's the oldest pet store in America? How cool is that? But what's really scary is in New York, the New York State lawmakers are talking about this passing a bill banning the sale of puppies. And so if that happens, Selmer's is saying that they're going to have to close their doors after 80 years of business. So in our virtual green room right now, I don't think she has any puppies with her. Jessica Selmer, owner of Selmer's Petland, is with us. Jessica, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so very much. I wanted to extend my sympathies for the loss of your Mahalo.
I obviously
know how difficult that is, which is why we're having this conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just you. You have the oldest store and so well-known and all that. But this bill we're talking about is going to force hundreds of other businesses that employ thousands of people to close their doors. So tell me about that. Tell me about what this has been like going through, you know, the machinations of knowing, oh my gosh, this could happen. We've been doing this forever. We're such a part of the community.
Right. It's been very difficult. Nobody really understands until it's, you know, affecting themselves how the political machine works. And it seems that this bill is a hot topic, and we're trying to fight it. And one of the issues that we have is that people should have the freedom of choice. And just like you said, your brother had allergies. There are specific reasons why people come to my business and certain clientele that I have for that reason. So being concerned with the business closing, you know, the proponents of this bill say that that wouldn't be the case, that, you know, the businesses wouldn't close. But obviously the business owners are the best people to ask that. And being that person and my peers, we don't sell supplies anymore. We are in competition with the Internet and with Chewy. And we don't have a supply feed anymore. We just own, we sell supplies basically when we sell a companion animal, you know, a pet for somebody to come home and love. So it would 100% put us out of business. And that's a scary thought. We are following regulations. We are inspected. We have licenses. We pay taxes. We have employees. And they're willing to put us out of business just because there's a moral opposition to what we do, which is a frightening, you know, consideration. And it also doesn't just affect New York. This is something that is going state by state by state. And it's also an attack on consumers' freedoms of choice. And that affects the entire country.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And you said it. There's one thing that really caught my attention. You're regulated. So we hear these horror stories about puppy mills or somebody down the street thinks they know somebody and they have a dog and whatever. And it's different. I get it if somebody has a dog and they've had puppies and that kind of thing. But we know the horror stories that are out there. And I worry that that would also increase that. Would it? That's a possibility, right?
Well, that's exactly what our argument is. This is being presented as a rescue-only bill, and then it's being, you know, nicknamed a puppy mill ban. It's not a puppy mill ban. It's a pet store ban. It's 100% a pet store ban just by the nature of what we're calling it, a rescue-only bill. So if you're forcing people to rescue-only, which is not going to happen, it's a wonderful thought. We support rescues fully. We've donated thousands of pounds of food to local rescues. We're for the freedom of either. And when you take away that choice, it's exactly what you said. You're going to force people that want puppies because they do, and they're going to go to the worst of the worst. The definition of consumer protection is a brick-and-mortar store. We have to follow laws and regulations and have consumer protection in line. And when you take that away, people are going to go straight to the Internet and get scammed. They're going to go straight to the heart of the issue, which is, you know, a puppy mill, which, by the way, is not even defined. So when we're accused of buying from puppy mills, there's no definition of what that even is, besides the horrible, you know, visions in our minds. I think that it's clearly much less likely that a store that's inspected and has so much on the line to buy from a substandard breeder. And we also are forced by law to buy from USDA licensed breeders. So this seems to be an attack on the USDA. They're saying that their facilities are not up to par, which is frightening because that's an attack on a federal agency, you know, a federal agency and what, how they're running things. So you're absolutely right. It would push people to the black market and to, you know, not have the options that they have now, which is being protected by buying from a store that buys from what we consider reputable breeders that are inspected and licensed.
Right, I was going to say that. We're speaking with Jessica Selmer, owner of Selmer's Petland, oldest pet store. I want to talk about something cool, though, too. Third generation owner of this store. What was it like growing up for you? It had to be fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been in and out of the store. When I was in college, I was, you know, working there on breaks, and it's always just been in my blood, and that's why every field trip was at the store. You know, people come in now and say, I came here with my grandparents. You know, I got my first goldfish from you. And when I was away at school a little bit, you know, further from where I live, the bouncer looked at my license, saw my last name, and it was about 2 hours away. And he said, no, not Selmer's Petland. And I said, yep. And he said, I got my first goldfish from you. So it was free drinks for that night.
Yeah, wow, how crazy. And you mentioned this. New York would be the third state in the nation to pass such a law, because you're saying they're going state by state, you know, that considering this. California, Maryland passed similar retail bans in the last year, that kind of thing. And what people are saying is, oh, the federal government's asleep at the wheel. But I agree with you. I think there's not enough digging into really what you would get, because in the pet stores, you said it. I mean, here's the key thing, people listening, is that you have regulation. So it's so much different than other ways that people would be able to find dogs and other animals, by the way, because, you know, we're saying it's the banning the sale of puppies, but then you got to think about what else is drawn to the store and what other effects it could have. So what do you do to fight this? Just get the word out, talk on shows like this one, etc.?
Well, this actually is what we are trying to do. There has been so much negative publicity that I really, you know, appreciate your time, and I really mean that. It's just been such a hot topic, you know, adopt, own, shop, and that's wonderful in theory, and that's a very heartfelt thought, but it eats at the freedom of choice. It shouldn't be one way or the other. It should be, we're pro-rescue and pro-purchasing. It's adopt or shop. It's the United States. And the way that we're fighting it is trying to reach out to, you know, legislators and explain this to them, because most of the time they're, you know, getting a bill and they're looking at it for, you know, however many seconds, because they have so much to do, and they're seeing that it's, you know, protecting animals. I mean, I would sign it if I didn't know the background. So knowing what it's really going to do and the negative consequences that it's going to have, then I certainly would hope they wouldn't sign it. So that's, you know, what we're trying to do as store owners is educate people and, you know, explain that there is a demand for puppies, and there should be. People should have the right to have that joy in their life. And, you know, the government shouldn't be regulating how you do that, you know, in which way you bring that into, you know, into your life. And there will always be a demand for purebred dogs, a demand for puppies, and just like you said, for yourself, allergy issues in your family. There are people that are not equipped to rescue, and it wouldn't be fair to a rescue dog for them to have them. So it really is a very premature bill, and what we're trying to do is get the word out and explain that common sense dictates that the government having a moral opposition to the way you choose to bring love into your home is a very frightening concept.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, Jessica Selmer, thank you so much. And if I'm in Huntington, New York, I will stop by your store.
Please do. I would love to see you. We could show you the original porch steps and everything.
I love it. I love it. Jessica, thanks.
All right, mahalo to you.
I love it. Cool. Thanks, Jessica.
Bye-bye.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.